本地方スリーゴロースリーシュタ。
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on January 10th, 1999 in Mumbai.
I was not planning to speak. However, the inspiration coming from Shripad Ramapad Maharaj and Shripad Jayadwait Maharaj has induced me to share one insignificant realization which I recently had in relation to the beautiful talks that we have heard today. We have heard the quotation from Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, which is the very essence of the third verse of Shikshastakam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is praising his spiritual master, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, explaining how Sri Nityananda Prabhu has saved him from the onslaught of Maya, from the deep dark pit of ignorance, by his causeless mercy. How Sri Nityananda Prabhu brought him to the holy land of Vrindavan and gave him the association of such great devotees. Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhugarabha Goswami, Lokanath Goswami. This wonderful, wonderful association is all coming by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, his spiritual master. And what is his position? In order to really believe that the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas is causeless, we must understand that I have no qualification that it is the cause. It is the mercy that it is cause. Once they asked Srila Prabhupada, what was our qualification for receiving the highest knowledge of the Absolute Truth? Srila Prabhupada wanted to teach us the reality of our condition. He said, you had no qualifications. I made your qualifications. The only qualification was simply that we were willing to accept his causeless mercy. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains his own predicament. I am lower than the worm in stool. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Anyone who hears my name loses all their piety. And anyone who speaks my name becomes sinful. Srila Prabhupada explained, he was not simply speaking this poetically. From the very core of his heart, he actually believed every word that he said. This was his feeling about himself. Presently, I'm undergoing a particular Ayurvedic treatment. It is called the Panchakarma, where through various Ayurvedic exercises and therapies, so many things from your body come out. So with your permission, A few days back, I went to respond to nature, and I happened to look down, and within what I left behind was about a 7-inch worm within stool, white worm. He was laying there dead. So my first reaction was, very nice that he's there instead of where he was. But then I began to meditate on this verse of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as I was looking at this dead worm in stool. That this worm died because I am trying to become healthy. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is thinking, I am lower than a worm in stool. And he's feeling that way. If I had even one drop of the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I would be weeping. That why that worm had to leave his body for me. If I'm lower, I should die for him. In South India, Kurukshetra, the leper Vasudev, he had worms eating his flesh apart. When one of them would fall to the ground, he would very carefully, amani namana dana. He didn't expect any respect for the worms. They were eating him. But he offered all respect to that worm and put him back in his body, thinking this body belongs to you as it belongs to me. And you are better than me. What does it mean to be a Vaishnava? What is humility? It doesn't simply mean, please accept my obeisances, Prabhu, when in your heart you're thinking, you are my servant. When we are envious and proud. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Acharya. He is teaching by his example that I am lower than the worm in stool. In this particular situation, as I was meditating on this verse, I was thinking, how many lifetimes will it take me till I can actually and genuinely follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? When will that humility touch my heart? This is the ultimate achievement in the human form of life. We should pray. We should beg for that humility. Materialistic people pray and beg to receive that which will make them proud. But devotees pray that, my Lord, it is beyond my power to actually be humble. It is only by your causeless mercy. Simply, I must pray for that mercy. I must strive wholeheartedly to follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, the previous Acharyas, and the present Vaishnavas. When we show Krishna that we really want it, by our willing to sacrifice to follow the pure teachings of bhakti, with the motivation to become so humble and pure that Krishna is satisfied with our service. It is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that false pride spoils whatever service we do in the heart of Krishna. The essence of pleasing Krishna is in our humility. Sanatana Goswami, when he was praying to the Lord, considering himself so wretched and low, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried, picked him up and embraced him. The Lord said, "Your humility is breaking my heart. Please stop. You are fit even to be my guru." Lord Chaitanya revealed what is the essence of real devotion. Trinara pisuni chena, tarora pisahishnana, hamani namana dena kirataniya sadahari. Until we realize how far away we are from that humility, we cannot actually begin to develop the genuine sense of real humility. Sometimes, by the trick of Maya, we can be proud of being humble. Somebody says, "Oh Prabhu, oh Maharaj, oh Mataji, you are so humble." And we think, "Yes, that is very correct." We will not say it. We will say, "No, no, no, I am very fallen." But in our hearts we are thinking, "Yes, I am so humble." But then if someone says, "You are very proud," we say, "No, no, I'm humble." Maybe not with our mouth, but with our heart. Real humility is something that's very deep and profound. Therefore, our great acharyas quote Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami again and again in this regard. "I am lower than the worm in stool. What more abominable place to reside is there than stool? What does the worm have to be proud of? He doesn't even have arms or legs. An ugly little creature living in the most abominable place due to his past sinful karma." Yet here is Kaviraj, the king of Vaishnava poets, who is revealing the highest philosophical truths and the essence of the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to the whole world. And he is thinking, "I am lower than that worm in stool. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. Anyone who hears my name loses all their piety. And if one speaks my name, they become sinful." To such a person, we are glorifying his holy name to purify our hearts. Because he has this consciousness, just by remembering him, we become dear to Lord Krishna. Let us very honestly, earnestly, desperately cry out to the Lord and to the Vaishnavas that we could actually understand what it really means to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Guru and Gauranga. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami tells us that this sloka from Shikshastakam, beginning Trinara Bisuni Chena, it is the essence of all verses. One should string this verse on the thread of the holy name and wear it always, in all circumstances, everywhere. And then we can really please Sri Radha Gopinath. And then by their mercy, we could chant the holy names of the Lord constantly. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That little worm is one of my gurus. He has taught me a good lesson of how long a way I have to go to become a Vaishnava. Thank you very much.